KQED. Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, will come to an end unless Congress acts. As expected, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, speaking for President Trump, rescinded DACA earlier this hour, saying that doing so is essential to the rule of law.
To have a lawful system of immigration that serves the national interest, we cannot admit everyone who would like to come here. It's just that simple. That would be an open borders policy, and the American people have rightly rejected that. Therefore, the nation must set and enforce a limit on how many immigrants we admit each year, and that means all cannot be accepted.
The program put in place by former President Obama offers protection from deportation as well as school and work opportunities to around 800,000 undocumented young immigrants, often referred to as dreamers, who have gone through a vetting process. The president has now put the fate of these dreamers into the hands of Congress. KQED's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas joins us this morning with reaction and thoughts of the dreamers in Los Angeles. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Penny.
So what's the mood in response to this news, especially the idea of young people having to wait another 6 months with their lives in limbo?
Well, I think right now this news is just being absorbed by everyone. I will say overall, in the coverage I've done of DACA leading up to this decision today and the kids I've spoken to personally and out on the streets, is that they're very determined that even if, say, there were changes to DACA, that somehow there would be something, some sort of light at the end of the tunnel that would enable them to continue living their lives as they have been for many, many years, in some cases for decades, with some sort of protected status. Not citizens by any means, but at least have some status where they could continue in the jobs they're working in and schools and so on and so forth.
You might say that's American confidence they have.
That's right. Definitely some, when we refer to these young people as dreamers, I think that's very much in line with that.
I know you've been talking with one man in particular. What's his story?
His name is Manny Jimenez. He's in his early 20s. He came to the U.S. with his parents from Nicaragua when he was an infant. He knows no other country. He's never been to Nicaragua in his life. He's an American kid. Whether people like it or not, whether he likes it or not, that's who he is. He's been working a graveyard shift as a dispatcher for a tech company. He's enrolled at City College in Santa Monica, wants to be a doctor. I've talked to Manny several times in recent weeks, and the impression I always got was that he was very optimistic and very determined that, as with other dreamers, that he would be okay. Somehow this would all be okay. As I was talking to him this morning, Jeff Sessions was talking. We were all sort of trying to, to hear what he was saying. And it was a different kind of tone that Manny had. And he was very heartbroken. And I think, as you'll hear here, the reality is starting to set in.
For one thing, I'd lose my job. Most likely, 6 months from now, I'll probably be going into my second semester, or actually finishing off my second semester. Wow. It's very heartbreaking. All the stress would go on to my mom. She's the only one that's working. I would have to find a job that's pretty much paying me cash, which honestly, it would have to be a job that's not, it wouldn't be the best job. You get me?
So Manny was feeling that his current employer would probably not keep him. An employer who just wants to sort of play by the rules. So that would leave a kid like Manny and many others just like him with jobs that maybe pay under the table, that pay less money, that may put employees at greater risk of exploitations of various kinds.
So it sounds like a lot of these dreamers will just go back into the shadows.
Yeah, it sounds like that. In some cases, you may have an employer who's willing to work with the person because they may be a valued, trusted employee. But in some cases, yeah, especially if they work for a big corporation or a government entity of some sort or a school, I think chances are less likely. And so, yes, you will have many people going into what's known as the underground economy.
All right. That's KQED's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Penny.
A new partnership between California's community colleges and a national crisis text line is giving administrators important information about students' mental health. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez reports.
Last May, the crisis text line created a unique number for California community college students to send text messages in a mental health emergency. Trained volunteers offer comfort, resources, or emergency help. Libby Craig is the West Coast director for crisis text line.
We've had over 800 conversations with people in the California Community College system. The highest volume day of the week is Wednesday.
She says those students were four times more likely than the national average to have problems with homelessness and nearly three times more with financial problems. Stephen Lee oversees student mental health at West LA College. He says many students who need help don't look for it.
Because of the stigma related surrounding mental health, that somehow it's something to be ashamed of or the result of bad choices.
$4.5 million in new mental health funds approved by Sacramento are coming to community colleges later this academic year. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.
California community college students wanting to use the crisis text line can text the word COURAGE to the number 741-741.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation. With a new partnership, C-section and other maternity care ratings for local hospitals are now available on Yelp. Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement. PersonalCapital.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, September 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great day.